This is a special podcast produced for the 26th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, HMPS, as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers. With me is John Simpson, President and co-founder of Digital Health Strategies, and James Blazer, Chief Strategy Officer at Hackensack Meridian Health. At HMPS 21, you did a session titled Expand and Engage Your Physician Network with Digital at the Core. John and James, welcome to the podcast. So 2 years ago, Hackensack Meridian Health launched a digital platform that has become a go-to destination for the system's 6,500-plus physicians across 175 locations. Jim, let me start with you. What led you to the need for this new digital platform?
Yeah, thanks for having us. As we took a look at what we were doing within our network, physician engagement and communication is really central to a key to our success. And in order to implement our network strategies, share policies and procedures, coordinate care, which is really important for our value-based contracts, and create an integrated culture across our network, it's imperative that we had an effective strategy and platform to work with our medical staff. And as our health system, or any health system, grows, it becomes even more challenging as we're working across multiple hospitals, different geographies, and in many cases, different cultures. So in talking to our physicians and engaging them in different strategies, we knew that we needed this type of digital platform for alignment and the ability to work together. And as a result, this type of strategy emerged.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear you talk about that, as many of us are working on trying to get more engagement from physicians like this. So, John, can you share some of the strategies? We're really interested in this on how to get more doctors to utilize the digital platform.
Sure. There's a couple of things I would highlight. The first one is really focusing on the value for the physicians. Oftentimes, when new digital technology or new platforms are being rolled out, the sales pitch starts with the features or the functionality of the platform. We have this tool, or it's accessible on your mobile phone, or different functionality. But instead of talking about how great your platform is, really focusing on what is the value and the benefit for your physicians. And what we found with Jim and the Hackensack Meridian Health team was really honing in on efficiency and saving time and allowing these physicians to focus their energy on caring for patients what they value most. So every time we talk about a feature and try and inspire or drive a physician to use it, it was focused on the value and the benefit for them, using secure texting to allow these physicians to communicate in real time with colleagues for consults or referrals, the ability to share photos or documents related to patient care, so they can be doing all of that in real time and really helping with the delivery of care. Similarly, a feature or function around a physician directory, whether that's in a hospital or across the network, allows physicians to find specialists or subspecialists or other members of their care team in a minute, in less than 60 seconds, instead of having to call information, call the front desk, and wasting time that way. So really honing in on what is the problem that we're trying to solve for the physician and how are we delivering value to them? And then I think the second piece here is really about being targeted in the onboarding and in the outreach. So obviously, the goal is get as many physicians as possible to be using the platform, but each physician individually, but even when you think about locations or departments or specialties, have different needs and different reasons. So what we did was work with Jim and other leaders to prioritize the cardiovascular teams at certain locations or primary care physicians across the network, and identifying, back to the value, what's the value proposition for them, and how do we present this platform in a way that's relevant and really speaks to their specific needs versus a broad-based communications or engagement plan. So I think honing in on the value for the docs and being targeted and specific. So really, you know, how it's going to help them and help them be more efficient and effective in delivering care.
Right, because that's what they're really interested in. So you're saying focus on the value for physicians. Don't lead with the features. Start with the value and the benefits. And some of the benefits are, if people are wondering, okay, well, what are those? What is the value you're bringing to the physicians? You talked about efficiency, helping them save time. Benefits like you talked about texting, sharing photos in real time. You talked about a physician directory, and then making sure that we're targeted in our onboarding and outreach. That's really good stuff. So, Jim, can we hone in a little bit more then on the best practices? John really gave us a really good overview of this. What are some of the best practices, and can you share some of those when it comes to creating a digital front door that will save physicians time, like John was just talking about, while ensuring they get the information and tools they need?
Yeah. First of all, you've all said some really important things I want to reemphasize, because it really kicks the answer to this question off really well. Bill, you mentioned it's what they are really interested in. What John and his team brought to Hackensack Meridian, and we've really embraced, is we don't start with, oh, the network needs to tell you these things, and we hope that you're interested. We flipped it upside down, and it is what you just said, Bill. It's what are the doctors really interested in, and build it around that. That's how you make this sticky, or how you really get engagement. And then two things that John said that I think they're extremely important. You don't just kick it off and then hope for the best. We really developed a very robust onboarding process that taught the doctors how to use it, showed them what the tools are, and kept reemphasizing the value proposition. But one of the best practices that we've used to implement this is we have a consistent framework that we use to identify the tools and then communicate what we've learned through the platform. So our framework is we look at the data, we listen to the doctors, both the leaders and the front line. Can't just be the leaders, it's got to be the front line as well, and then respond and adapt. And another thing that John's taught me, and that we use this every day, is that it's not that the technology isn't the solution, it enables the solution. So by listening to the doctors, understanding what's needed, then that's what we implement, and the technology enables that and makes it better. But it's not like, oh, we bought a technology, now everything's solved. When we look at the data, we look at things like, what are the doctors using for physician-to-physician text? What are their CME needs? What are they looking at online? In talking to them, and I'll talk a minute about how we got this information, we realized that they didn't have the directories and rosters and things they needed to do their jobs well. And if they did, they were on post-it notes and fragmented. And then there was a real need for consistent, easy to approach, easy to get on-call schedules. So we found that, so that we looked at the data, and then we went and we tested this all by talking to docs in focus groups and also on one-on-one dialogue. And in the focus groups, we asked what the doctors want to know. What could we do to help them make things easier, then to help them to collaborate more effectively? And then really importantly, what can we do to help save them time? What we also learned, and this, you know, COVID-19 affected everybody across the globe, especially in healthcare. I guess a silver lining of COVID is that we found with Maestro, our digital platform, it enabled us to quickly communicate policies, procedures, CDC updates, and something every doctor needed in the heart and the middle of this epidemic. And so they were able to get on our digital platform and quickly and easily every day get all these updates. So instead of trying to find ways and send memos, everything was done digitally, and it made it really easy for them to get it. I'd say over half of our doctors were looking at this information pretty much daily. And because of the need to stay in the know so that they could take care of their patients, they could adapt to what was going on in the environment, this became the go-to place for their information. We also used it to survey doctors to get information back about what they were struggling with and what they needed to know, and also providing information about behavioral health needs. How were they taking care of themselves and their staffs and what did they need during this crisis. So with that, we were able to provide them this tool, and we constructed around what their needs were. So the on-call schedules, directories, the CME events, the secure chat, all those are the things that we put into this digital platform. And then we adapted to change. So we originally had the chat that would go doctor to doctor. And in listening to them, they basically said, that's helpful, but I need my entire clinical care team. So we were able to add nurses and other key people on their clinical teams. And we made that pivot very, very quickly. And so it also did two things. One is they used it. And the second is, hey, they're really listening to us. So I'd say in a best practice, onboarding, listening, and then adapting as we go so that we keep meeting more and more of their needs on a regular basis.
Yeah, that really makes a lot of sense. And I love so many things you said, Jim. You said, first off, you know, find out what are the doctors interested in? Well, we all know that you'll always be more engaged with things that you're interested in. So find out what they're interested in, right, by asking them. That makes a lot of sense. And then you, of course, reinforce that with talking about a robust onboarding, teaching them how to use it, very critical. If they don't know all the tools that are in there, all the things it can do for them, it's kind of a missed opportunity. So teaching them all of the valuable information in there and then reinforcing that value. So really good stuff. I also liked how you said technology enables the solution, right? Technology isn't the solution, but it enables the solution. So making sure you're always focusing on the value that it brings. So, John, let me ask you a quick question as well. For someone wanting to do this, and of course, many listening to this want to do this and they want to get it right, where should someone start after hearing both you and Jim talk about this? Where does somebody start this process of, one, you built a digital platform? How do they do that? And one, in general, how can we be more engaging to physicians?
Yeah, I mean, I think to start, it's really going back to the framework that Jim touched on. That's really tied to looking at the data and listening to the docs. So for somebody that's sitting here and saying, okay, I've got 3 different platforms or 10 different platforms, I would say the first place to start is look at what data is available to you to understand what is the current state, how are physicians communicating, how are they accessing tools and resources. And then sort of the interim step is then thinking about, what am I trying to accomplish? What is the problem I'm trying to solve? Is this primarily a physician-to-physician collaboration issue, and physicians have a challenge in finding docs or subspecialists that they need to connect with? Is this more of a communications issue where physicians aren't able to get important news or, you know, new protocols or even new specialties or new locations? What are those challenges? And then the listening to the docs. So going out and talk to your customer. I mean, this is physicians similar to a brand or another type of product. You want to look at your end user. So what are their needs? What are their preferences? And you kind of mesh all of those together to create your strategy. We know the challenges we're trying to solve. We have data in front of us that tells us what the current state is, what's working, where are the big gaps. And then we've engaged our end users or our customers to really understand what they need and what their preferences are. And that gives you, I think, the raw materials or the source information to then lay out a plan and a solution. The other part of this that I think is critical is that this is a process. Jim mentioned this before. It's not a one and done. It's not a set it and forget it type of model. So making sure that the expectations are set for everyone on the team, as well as for the physicians, that this is a process and getting their input, not only at the outset, but on a regular basis through feedback forms, ongoing focus groups, regular check-ins, so that you are hearing directly from them and knowing what needs to be changed or what's going really well, and also having it them feel like they're part of this solution. You know, I think in our experience working with Hackensack Meridian Health and with a lot of other clients, physicians are wary of a sort of corporate solution that's being pushed down on them. So from day one, having this really be built by physicians for physicians is a key thing that folks should think about from the outset. And how do you craft a process and a solution that does feel and truly is organic to your organization versus being an off-the-shelf or corporate solution that's being forced down on your docs?
Right. You don't want cookie cutter here.
Exactly.
So understand your specific challenges. As you said, listen to your docs, and that's where you start to kind of understand the landscape of what's needed. And then you said, remember, this is a process. It's not a one and done or set it and forget it. So really good stuff. So as we wrap up, John and Jim, and thank you so much for your time. The floor is yours. Jim, let me start with you. Anything else you want to add about how to engage your physicians?
Yeah, I just want to reemphasize one of the things that John just said and kind of taught our organization. This was built by physicians for physicians, and it's actually embedded in the physician enterprise. So it's clearly connected to our network, but it's in their own DNA. They're helping to build it, and I think that helped us be successful. The other thing that I would say that I think is very important is that the tool needs to be integrated into the physician's workflow. The more that you can do that, the more successful I think that you'll be. So an example, we've integrated Epic with this tool so that they don't have to click in and out of different platforms or switch platforms, that they can go into this tool and pretty much it actually works as part of their workflow. And my experience has always been, if you build things that they have to like stop what they're doing and go into a different screen, it doesn't work very well. The more that you can make it part of the way that they work every day, and it's just natural for them to click on a directory or click for a referral, the better off and the more that people will use it.
When you talk about an organic integration, that just seems like a no-brainer, integrating Epic with that. That makes a lot of sense. So thank you for that, Jim. And John, anything else you want to add on expanding and engaging your physician network with digital at the core?
No, I mean, I think the only thing, the risk of being redundant, is underscoring that this is a process and having an understanding of the resources, not only to get this stood up and launched, but also be supported on an ongoing basis. So again, for someone that's listening that is looking to embark on this, setting expectations both for yourself and your leadership team and the docs that there's a lot of work to go in to get it up and running, but then having those resources available on an ongoing basis so optimizations can be made, new features or functionality can be added so that you are continuously responding and adapting, again, back to the model that Jim talked about. So I think that's important because oftentimes there is an urgency of we've got to get a solution up and running, just do it and get it done quickly. You can get it up quickly, but you've got to be able to keep it running and refine it over time. So just understanding it is a process. And that's critical, I think, in making it be successful.
Right. And if you nurture it properly, you will get the results you're looking to get, right? That's kind of the basis of it.
Exactly.
Well, Jim and John, thank you so much for your time. This has been a great discussion, and we really appreciate both of your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And once again, that's John Simpson and Jim Blazer. For more information, please visit healthcarestrategy.com/summit. Once again, healthcarestrategy.com/summit. Thanks for listening.